Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Jonathan?
Hey, Albert. Yeah.
Perfect. We have a client interview scheduled today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just got to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I got to ask you your security question. What is the city you were born in?
Watsonville.
That's correct. Let's go ahead and review the information on file just to make sure everything's correct. I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Okay. I have the company name as Safe Scope Electric.
Correct.
Okay. And the address, let me see if I have a note about that. One second. Okay, I don't have an address notated here, but that's okay. I can update that myself. What's the address for the business?
529 Lexington Avenue, Los Baños. It's spelled L-O-S space B-A-N-O-S.
And the zip code?
93635.
93635. Repeat that. I have 529 Lexington Avenue, Los Baños, California, 93635.
Correct.
Okay, one second. I'm going to update that. Is there, like, an office number or apartment number to that address?
No.
Okay, no problem. And I have the email for this company as jonathan976211@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. The phone number for the company is 209-675-1530.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I'm not sure if Evan explained to you, we also offer another service here where we can create another local area phone number for the company. This doesn't have any additional charge. And with this on the client dashboard, you're able to filter out calls, block calls, or see the call history. Would you like us to create a new phone number for your business?
How did that work? Would the calls go straight to this same phone or...
Yes, they get routed to the same number you just confirmed.
Okay, and they're able to text and stuff as well to that number?
Yes, you still get the messages to the same place.
Oh, okay, and you said no additional fee monthly?
Yeah, there's no fee for creating the number.
Oh, okay. No monthly fee?
No monthly fee as well.
Okay. Yeah, since I usually do most of my business in San Jose, that's a 408 area code. I think, yeah, it would make sense.
Well, it'll be a similar number to the number you have now, a 209 number. It bases this off of the address you have. But if you want a 408 number, I can leave a note here for that.
Yeah, because the business is registered here in Los Baños. But
okay.
I rarely do any business here. Most of the business is made in the San Jose area, 408 area code.
408. Okay, I'll send that information to the back office so they can give you a 408 area code.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
No problem. Now, let's go ahead and continue. Does your business have a website?
Yes.
It does? Okay. What's the website name?
SafeScopeElectric.com.
SafeScopeElectric.com. Huh. Let me just look that up. One second. SafeScopeElectric.com. Okay. Okay, I think I found it. It's got a black and like orange background with a big light bulb in the front.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. You have two options here. One, I could either promote the website just the way it currently is, so no changes are done. Or two, if you're the owner and you have the username and password for this site, we can redesign the website completely. What would you like us to do?
What would you recommend? Is there something you would recommend to change on the website?
Honestly, I'm looking at the website now. It looks really good. I don't have any suggestions. It really is up to you. But if you want us to change it, just keep in mind we do a complete redesign. It's not like a small change kind of thing.
Would you be able to maybe send me a template of what it would sort of look like? Maybe some past examples that you've done? Because I can compare.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can ask for them to redesign it, and they'll send you a preview before it's changed.
Oh, okay. And would that have an additional fee?
No, there's no additional charge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind just checking it out, see what it would look like.
Sure. By the way, the website you currently have, did you buy it on Google or GoDaddy, or where did you get it?
On GoDaddy.
Okay. We're going to send you an email. That way you can grant us access. And I'm also going to request that they send you a preview before any changes are done.
Okay.
Perfect. One second. All right. By the way, is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you remember the license number?
Yeah, it's 11-20-4-60.
I'll repeat that, 11-20-4-60.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, let's go ahead and continue. Now we're going to go ahead and review the keywords. This is what your clients are going to type online to find your business. I'm going to read a list related to electrician, and you let me know if you want me to add or remove anything. Okay. Perfect. I'll begin. I have electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, electrical wiring, electric outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, electrical panels, electrical installations, electrical replacements, electrical repairs, main panel installation, main panel upgrades. That's the whole list, but I also noticed that some people that are electricians do things like EV chargers or install cameras, things like that.
Yeah, definitely EV chargers, as well as we could put exhaust fans. That's a pretty popular one.
Exhaust fans?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you do anything like low voltage lighting for like landscaping?
I try to stay away from that.
Okay, no problem. And some people do wiring for internet or telecommunications things. Do you do any of that?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. No problem. Do you have any suggestions you want me to add?
Maybe hot tub wiring.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe recessed lighting.
What kind of lighting again?
Recessed lighting.
Recessed lighting. Got it.
What about the keyword just in general, electrician near me?
That's actually handled just by the area, the service area we're going to promote you in. So anytime someone searches you for you in the service area, you should come up as a result.
Oh, okay.
Do you do anything with solar panels?
No.
Oh, okay. No problem. Just asking because electricians, they have a very wide range of things.
Yeah.
No problem. What about emergency when the light goes out? I'm not sure what it's called.
Like emergency service?
Yeah, like they say there's a blackout and people usually call electricians to restore the lights, things like that.
That's usually PG&E, like a bigger utility business.
Oh.
But I would definitely like to have maybe something where I offer emergency repairs.
Oh, okay. Emergency.
Or emergency services. I don't know what's the best way to phrase that.
Definitely. By the way, some people also do generator, either repairs or installations.
Yeah, we could do portable generators.
Portable generators. Got it. All right. Any other suggestions?
I think we're set.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead and send you that list to your email. If later on you remember anything else you want to add, you can do so just by replying to the email.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Perfect. Now, the next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have ever told you they like about your business? Maybe it's how quickly you reply, the quality of the work, anything at all?
Yeah, definitely the craftsmanship behind it. Fast communication.
Okay.
You could do always arrive on time.
Got it.
Budget friendly for sure.
Okay. Got it. Now, I'm going to read submission statement options, which are going to be used on the website that we're going to create for you. I'm going to read like four options, and you let me know the one that you like. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. The first one is, at SafeScope Electric, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Option two, at SafeScope Electric, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Option three, at SafeScope Electric, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last option, at SafeScope Electric, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
I like number four.
Definitely. I'll go ahead and set that up. Does your company have a slogan? Some people use these like on business cards or on a sticker on the side of a vehicle.
Yeah, it's lighting the way to safety.
Lighting, what was the rest, please?
Lighting the way to safety.
Lighting the way to safety. Got it. And what year did you start your business?
This year, 2024.
Perfect. And how many people work in your business?
Just one. Just me.
No problem. Do you do both residential and commercial work?
Just residential.
Got it. And I searched online and found your Google Business profile, and it says you're open 24 hours. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what forms of payment do you accept?
Checks, credit cards, cash.
Perfect. All right. And I see on here it says you work mostly in the San Jose area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. Let me note that. And are you the one that has access to the Google Business Profile? It's always linked to an email account.
Yes.
Ah, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send you a link in a text message. That way you can grant us access so we can improve the listing for you. Let me know if you get this text message. I'm sending it out right now.
Okay.
There we go. Sent it now. If you get the link, go ahead and go to that link and it'll take you to a Google Manager page. If you're in the right email, it should show you the business name right away in that page.
Yes, I have it here. Do I click on it?
Click on the option right next to the name that says See Your Profile.
Oh, okay, do I click on the check mark?
No, you don't need to do that. Just see your profile.
Oh, okay.
When you do that, it'll take you to a page that looks like a Google search results page. Is that what you see?
Yeah, I see my business here. So is that a profile, read reviews, messages?
Okay. Right above that, where you read, there's going to be three small dots going vertically right above those options you just read.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
Okay. Tap on the three dots. It's going to give you a drop-down menu. Select the first option that says business profile settings.
Okay.
Then on the next menu, select the option that says People and Access.
Okay.
And then select Add. And then where it says Email, you're going to type in our agency number. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's 552.
552.
554.
554.
6200. And right away, something that says local specialty should show up. You just need to select it.
Okay.
And then make sure manager is checked off at the bottom. And then add or invite. Once you do that, it'll tell you that it's pending.
Okay, I clicked on manager, and now I'm going to click on add.
Okay.
Okay. It's a pending.
One moment, I'm checking from my end. Yep, I just got it. 1 second. All right, and by the way, our system's going to make posts automatically for the Google Business Profile you just gave us access using pictures of your work that you share with us. This is already included in the subscription you have with us, and it'll help get more eyes on your business. Is it okay if we activate that?
Yes.
Perfect. By the way, do you use Yelp?
No.
Ah, that's okay. Since you are going to have us create a phone number for you, that allows us the ability to create a page with no extra cost on Yelp. Would you like us to go ahead and do that?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. All right, and I see you're also signed up for Facebook ads. Do you already have a Facebook business page?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. I assume it's linked to your personal account, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you remember your personal account password and username?
Not at this very moment. Try to figure it out.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link. It's going to ask you to log in to your personal account. You're going to get a text message and an email. It's the same link. You're going to select the option that says connect to Facebook, and you're going to log into your personal account. If you don't remember the password, there's an option that says forgot password, and it'll send a PIN to the phone number or email you set up on that account.
Okay, let me see here.
Go ahead and give it a try and let me know what happens. If there's any errors that show up, let me know, please.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, once you're in, it should give you the option to continue as yourself. If you don't see that option, all you need to do is just go back to the text message with the link, click on it, and it'll show you the next step. Do you see that?
Let me see here. So I clicked on the link, and then it brought me into Facebook after I signed in.
Okay. But go back to the link and click on it again, please.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the first page of the link.
Okay. What option does it give you?
It says connect Facebook again.
Okay, go ahead and try connecting to Facebook.
Okay, it says switching accounts. Yeah, I can see my profile on here.
Okay, it'll tell you to continue as yourself. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay, continue.
And then it'll tell you what we're going to access. That's normal. We're only going to have access to your business page. What we're looking for is the next step where it has a little choose box option, and you have to select the business name and then grant access.
Okay, so I could put continue as Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, it says Lisa is requesting to manage your product catalog, manage ads for ad accounts access. Should I click on choose what you allow or just press continue?
Continue. And then on the next page, it's going to ask you which page do you want us to have access to. That's where you indicate just the business page.
After I press continue, now it brings me to the actual inside Facebook.
Oh, that's strange. Do you have more than one personal account?
Let me see here. Yeah, I have my personal account, Facebook Electric account, and I think the other one's a business profile, and then another from an older business.
Okay. Do you have the app on your phone?
Yes.
Go ahead and open the app. Are you using an iPhone or a Android?
iPhone.
Okay. When you open the app, on the bottom right-hand corner, that's where the menu button is. Go ahead and tap on that.
Okay.
then you're going to see your name, like, near the top, and then a drop-down arrow right next to that. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on the drop-down arrow, and it'll show you the a list of all the pages associated to that personal account. Do you see the business page there?
Yes.
Okay. And when the business page was created, did you create it, or did someone else create it and then give you access to it?
I created it.
Okay. Then it's probably just an issue of the updated version of your phone. Do you have a computer or a laptop nearby?
No, I don't.
Okay. Could you close the Facebook app and the link that I sent you? I think on your phone, you just press the circle and then close all those apps that are open. And then try opening the link that I sent you in a text message again.
Okay. Okay, so all the links are closed. I click on the link. And it says connect Facebook. I click
yes,
on
go
that.
Ahead.
It says continue. I press continue. And then it logs me into Facebook right away.
Okay. All right. For some reason, it's not taking you to the right place. What I would recommend, I'm not sure if later on in the day, you have access to a laptop or a computer, and you can try it directly from there. It should give you the right, because what we're looking for is the next step, it'll ask you to choose a page. That's where you choose the business page and then grant access.
Oh, okay.
If you like, you can give it a try later on today once you have some time. All you have to do is just open the email that says, grant us access to your business page to get your ads running. And you just click on the option that says click here, that's in blue, and it's going to open the same link that you just used on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll leave a note here that you're going to try that later on and give us a call if you have any questions.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, wait a minute. There's a page here. It says confirm access, choose page.
Yes, that's the one we're looking for. Select the business name and then grant access.
Okay, I deleted the app off my phone. Maybe that's why. I don't know. And then it looks like it opened on a separate tab.
Oh, that's strange. Okay. I'm not sure. Google iPhone is a little bit picky sometimes.
It says email confirmation. Local Splash will receive an email confirmation.
Correct. I'm checking from my end. Okay, we did get it. That's all you need to do with Facebook. We'll take care of the rest from our end. When people click on your Facebook ads, how do you prefer they contact you? Do you want a regular phone call or a Facebook message? Or do you want an email with the contact information of your client?
Preferably a call would be the easiest.
Definitely. By the way, if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday to Friday, what's the best time we can call you?
Any time is fine.
Perfect. And I see you already have your own logo, so I'm going to send you an email that is titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings. When you can send the logo to there. You could also include pictures of your work that you want us to use for Facebook ads, the Google Business Profile, generally everywhere. It also comes with recommendations regarding the picture quality, so please look that over first. And you can send 20 pictures at a time by replying directly to that email. In the meantime, we're going to use high-quality stock photos that we already own related to your type of work. But if you see a picture that we use that you don't like, please let us know and we can change that image.
Okay.
By the way, the pictures that we own, they're copyright protected, so there shouldn't be any copyright issues. If anyone contacts you about copyright issues, please let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's see here. Okay. You're also going to get another email, which is going to be titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting. Right now, there's nothing published yet, but once everything's published, that's where you're going to be able to see things like the views and clicks you get, the words people use to find your business, the leads, which are people who are trying to contact you for your work. You're also going to be able to upload pictures, manage reviews for the business profile, make posts, edit posts, or see the posts that the system's making for you. And if you do decide for us to redesign the website, that's where you're going to be able to edit the website as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. And you're also going to get an email on how to give us access to your website. When you can, reply to that email with the credentials that it's asking you for, or follow the steps that it's giving you.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, this is going to take us about 7 to 14 days to publish all the business information and content we created to the directories. We're also going to send you notifications during that time of the things that have been completed. And we're also going to optimize the Google Business Profile, which should be much quicker now that we have manager access. Usually it takes about 30 to 45 days to see maximum results, but in your case it should be a bit quicker since some things are already up and running. During that time, you're going to have access to the dashboard so you can view leads or create your own content.
Okay.
Now, this is going to grant your business with more online presence, which can result in all types of calls like service requests, competitors, among others. If anyone calls you saying they are Google or they want more money for the Google Business Profile, those are spam calls. Please let us know first before you reply to them.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the call, I do need to set up a follow-up call, which is always done 3 weeks from this appointment. It's a review of the account just to see how everything's going. Can we call you on July 10 at the same time I called you today?
Yes.
Perfect. We're also going to send you a reminder to your email and Google Calendar.
Okay.
Perfect. And with that, we're actually finished with the appointment. Do you have any questions, any doubts?
Just one. I want to see what you thought about the Facebook ad when you asked me what's the best way for people to contact me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the best way would be? A simple phone call? Do you see people doing that mostly? Or I know some people prefer email.
That really depends on how available you are. If you're available to take all calls all the time, I definitely go with calls. But if you're not always available, I would say an email and text message notification with the client's information. That way you can call them later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, call's fine then.
Ah, perfect. And, all right, with that, we are actually finished. We're going to go ahead and send you our contact information at the bottom of all the emails we sent you. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday to Friday. And make sure to review emails and text messages because we do try to contact you regularly.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and send over the credentials here needed.
Ah, sounds great. Well, thank you again for your time. You have a great day.
Likewise. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.